last two sections of Book of Ephesians. It's only six chapters, but I go quite slow. Huh? So you all know the first three chapters is doctrine, the three chapters is practical, right? And we are over here, I think. Yeah, we are over here. So we talk about Paul's apostleship was a grace. If one day people want to ordain you as a deacon, please do not reject. It's a grace, yet he was put into prison. How come to put into prison is also a grace? Let's read the chapter 3, verse 1 again. 3, verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 1. 3, verse 1, Melody, can you read? Melody, you are not Melody. Melody, Malachi, Melody? Yeah, Melody or Malachi. Melody. Yeah, Melody, that is Malachi. 3, verse 1. 3章1节以弗所书. Amen. So, this is internal proof that this letter was one of the letter that was written in prison, right? What are the four letters? Anybody remember? Number one? Ephesians number two? Number three? Philemon? Oh. Number four, Philemon. Oh. Okay, so for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoners, so it's a grace, yet he was put into a prison. To put into a prison, is it still a grace? Hello? It's still a grace. Why? Why, Jamin? Huh? Playing the business for God? I still can't understand you, sorry.
You were trying to pay the
work for God. No. He was doing work for God, right? Without going to prison, without in chain, actually he cannot preach in front of the king. Remember that in Book of Acts? He was able to preach to king. And preach to king is one of his assignments when he was called. But he never knew that it was when he in chains. Now he got to preach to the king. Actually, sometimes, like I said, sometimes you may think it's bad, but if you love the Lord, it will turn out to be good. Can you imagine that if Paul was not in prison, you don't have this four letters. You may not have this four letters to read, yeah? He have time to read this four letters. We have a brother who received Jesus Christ when a preacher tried to preach to him on the airplane, right? The preacher was on the way to Africa, and this brother was an African, and he was touched when the preacher tried to share the gospel. And after they stepped down from the airplane, he did not go home. He just followed preacher all over the place to understand the truth. From the moment on, he started to repent all his iniquities. And you know what? Then later on, he go to UK to tell the officer, I do many bad things, and I want to confess my sin. Then people was amazed. What did you do? He says that he may do this and that, right? Later on, this brother was put into prison. Because he feel guilty if he not confess to UK officer. Because he believed in the Lord, he wanted to repent. He believed to repent is that he got to confess iniquity to UK officer. Then he was locked up in the jail. Guess what? That was the best time for him to understand the Bible. He diligently reading all the Bible. And he preached to some people in the prison also. And he step out, he become a very zealous person. Now this person is in Dubai with some brothers and sisters. So every year we visit the church in Dubai because of him. So as if he confessed his sin and got put into prison is a bad thing, but actually it is a good thing, just like Paul. That's why Paul says that my suffering is your glory. Because the other points, we already say that, so let's jump to the last point. Chapter 3, verse 13. Jenny? Yeah, my suffering is a glory. How can it be like that? You know, a lot of time we lose faith because this person is so zealous, yet he has such a severe illness. He was in pain. This person, like in Bay Area, I know a brother who was in his 30s, right? Very zealous. Morning, he would go to one church to keep Sabbath day to help holy work. The afternoon, he would go to the other church to help choir's conduction. And he was maybe too tired, right? When he was driving, maybe he was too tired. Just get out of highway, hit a tree, and die. And sometimes he said, man, how come a brother so zealous, right? And how come he died like this? He would say, well, how can you answer this? How can you answer this? Not only one, or another brother too. Also very zealous. Did I tell you? Also in Bay Area, right? Also, you know where is Bay Area? Do you know where is Bay Area? When I say Bay Area, do you know where? San Francisco, yeah? San Francisco area, San Jose area. And this is also very zealous brother. Very loving to their parents. Their parents are also very zealous. The parents are general affair. Always driving around, pick brother and sister to go to church. And this young brother is also, the son is also very zealous. On Mother's Day, he was late, but he figured out he got to buy something for the mother. So drive out, never come back. And people don't know what's going on. Then they discovered that his car was abandoned in a very bad neighborhood called East Palo Alto. Very not good neighborhood. And then he was gunned down. Now, these two brothers, they are all young, and about probably only a few years away. One brother died, the other brother died. One brother is car accident, the other brother was gunned down. They did not even know who the bad guy was. They even suspect that our brother take drugs. But our brother don't take drugs, come on. I think the drug dealer maybe do something in his car, right? Make people suspect that he is... He took drugs. They go to his house and try to search for drugs, but of course no drugs, right? See, you are a good brother, but how come this type of things happen? Now, you are a good pastor, how come you are in jail? A lot of time we don't understand, right? But to me, the most important thing is that they have salvation. You know why? Because Bay Area brother, everybody was dead busy. You know what? Over there are many startups. It's like Google, Yahoo, Facebook, every company is over there, right? Not only those well-established companies, there are many starting up companies. People are working day and night. They even like bring their sleeping bag to the office to work. Now, I was a pastor over there. I noticed that when it comes to service, right, the nighttime service is 8 o'clock, right? Then get up there and in the name of Jesus to start nighttime service, only a few people, right? Kneel down and pray and get up. Oh, people comes. They cherish even 1 minute, right? Every minute they cherish. They won't come to church too early because they are simply too busy. And those things happen to wake brothers and sisters up. Life is short. You know, you are fighting to make a living, but people can die anytime. So I bet that's my personal feeling. Those accidents is to remind brother and sister that, you know, using to take those good brother home earlier to remind you that you fight and fight on earth, but for what? After you die, the best thing is that you have had in heavenly kingdom. So, you know, even though things might be bad in outsiders' eyes, but actually God's will is beyond our imagination. Right? Now, Paul even says that my suffering is your glory. Like I said, why Paul's suffering is members' glory? Now, I want to ask a question. Have you ever imagined that your parents' suffering is your glory? because Paul is like a father to them, right? Like I said, Paul suffered a lot. Therefore, gospel can be even more prosperous. They die so people can be awakened. This all good stuff. I don't know how do you feel, right? But I bet that's what Paul means. I was in prison, yet I still have joy. Look at Book of Philippians, right? I was in prison, but he write Book of Philippians. Philippians is full of joy. Can you imagine he was in chain, but he was smiling? Can you imagine that? Not fake smiling, but real joyous from inside. So he has very peaceful heart, smiling face. And that is your glory. I can smile in my chain. I can preach with my chain. I can write letter with my chain. So that is why it's your glory, right? You know what? If I want to tell my kids, right? What you can be proud of your old dad? 你老爸有什么可以让你值得荣耀的？让你值得感到骄傲的？ What can you make proud of me as your father? I have nothing to be boast of, really. Only thing I can boast of is that for my family, I tried my best to keep the family going, right? I will tell her that when we were little kids, how I work up, get a part-time job in Manhattan, you know, I was delivering Chinese food on bicycle, earning dollar by dollar the tips, right? Then I will tell her that even though it was snowing day, I was still doing the job, right? Even it was like, did I tell you that when after, sometimes, you know, because I was not very, American. American people abide the rules, right? Traffic rules, right? But I'm Chinese. I don't obey traffic rules. So that, Manhattan, there's always one way. But in order to ride bicycle faster, you cannot follow one way, right? You always go against the traffic. Because, come on, it's bicycle, okay? It is not. So I always go against the traffic. You know, never follow traffic. Because of that, when I go back to the restaurant, you know, I don't know who do not like me or always throw eggs at me. Every time I enter into the restaurant, flags keep flying over. I'm eating flags, not cooked flag, but fresh flag. Psst, 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 psst. Right? I was so angry. How come you bully me, right? And who is it, right? And I cannot know who is it. They're hiding somewhere. I do not even know who throw me with eggs, right? And of course, I realized that they want to remind me that I should obey the traffic law, right? But I share this because this is only thing I feel proud that I work for every penny for my family, and I think that my suffering shall be the glory of my children also. Because of my, of course, that was given by God. That was by God's grace. I have strength to work hard to support my family. So really, I mean, sometimes we shall see from different angle about suffering. Like we, workers, sometimes we go to a remote area like Africa, or sometimes people got sick, got malaria and come back. No, we don't think they are pitiful. We pray for them, but we should thank God for them because even though they are still malaria in Africa, but people still go there. And they are not afraid of death. They are not afraid of sick. They are just worried that the gospel cannot reach out to every corner. And I think you should feel proud of this. So their suffering is your glory. Understand? Again, maybe you should think about why your parents' suffering is your glory, right? And in the future, your suffering will be your children's glory. I think the rest of it, we understand. No? We mentioned it many times. And concerning the later part of this slide, Paul's intercession, this is second intercession. First intercession is in chapter one. Which chapter? Chapter one, right? Chapter one, second part is intercession. This is second intercession in chapter three. I will talk about this in prayer section. Now, chapter 4. Chapter 4 talk about church and unity. There are some qualifications for us to be one. For you to live as a harmonious party, right? Everybody got to have some characteristics. Let's read chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. 1 to 3, Shani. Okay, so you got to live a life worthy of the calling. Chapter 1 to chapter 3 talk about the grace of the cross. You were once Gentiles and circumcised. You were once followed the course of the world. And now Jesus came, give you grace freely. Now Jesus win everything for church. He become the head for you, for the church. You are the church, right? Now, we receive so much grace. What shall we respond? We should respond with, I live a life worthy of the calling. So, we need to examine what type of lifestyle we have. Even like as a church, do we live as one body? Verse 2. Three. Okay. So here, there are several characteristics that we shall have in order to bound it as one, right? Number one is what? Loneliness, right? Can you imagine that you are always pride? You always like put your nose in the air. And this is how you talk to Paul, huh? Paul, assuming if you talk to Edward, right? Edward is shorter, right? Always talk to him like this. Right? How do you feel? How do you feel if he talk to you like that? Huh? You don't know. You don't feel hurt. No. You're such a nice boy. You don't feel hurt. If people bully you. Is there any bully in high school? Any bully right now? High school? How many people got beat up when you go to school? How many people beat people up when you go to school? You know why Pastor Wu Ti learned Kung Fu? Do you know why he learned Kung Fu? Huh? Now, when he was a little kid, he was small, right? So people always like beat him up, right? So later on, he tried to learn Kung Fu to protect himself. That's the motivation for he first to learn Kung Fu. Now, of course, you are older now. Maybe people do not bully you. Maybe only when you were, especially New York is a melting pot. Nowadays, not as many discrimination in the United States. But no matter what, to live a harmonious life with other people, we got to have a lowly attitude. Jesus said, I am lowly and humble. 我心里柔和谦卑。 You got to bear my yoke. 你们要护我的轭，学我的样式。 You got to bear my burden and learn from me. And my burden is light. Even like Jesus was God, but when he became a man, he lowered down himself in order to serve people. Like I said, if you always like a very, you are like a porcupine, animal with a lot of, you are like that kind of animal. Who can work with you? How can people be one with you? Impossible, right? How can you become a lowly person? Like if you are smart, athletic, always better than other people. Now, how do you low down yourself? How can you be humble if you are beautiful, handsome, everything is good, right? How do you low down yourself? What do you think? You're good in this and that. How do you low down yourself? There's always someone better than you. I think if you have this mentality, it is very good, right? You know, Chinese people say, Lam Nam Be Mao Chi Po Tat. 听得懂台湾意思吗？ Do you understand Taiwanese? Lam Nam Be Mao Chi Po Tat. 你听不懂？ Even the worst horses, they know how to kick. Right? The horses that cannot run fast, he know how to kick. Everybody have his good point.Really, some people, even though they may not perform academically, but they are really very good with their hand, with drawing, and with very artistic. Everybody always have his good points for you to learn from. Really. You just need to discover how good they are in the other fields. And the Bible also says, who make you different from other people?Who give you special in this field? It is not from God. It is, if it is from God, why are you boasting as if it is not from God? So if you have this kind of mentality, everybody has his good point, and we are made by God. I think this verse is very good. Maybe we should read it. Let's read 1 Corinthians.First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. 4, verse 7. Esbel, can you read?Yes, huh? Who make you difference?What is there anything you do not receive from God? If it's from God, why are you boasting? As if it is yourself. So that's why everybody can be low down himself. If Jesus Christ can low down himself, we can low down himself, right? It's not only lowliness, it's also meekness. What is meekness? Tender, right? You know, tender, soft, meek is not only for girls.Perfect man, 一个完全的男人 a perfect man have his soft side. Man is not always, you know, I'm a man. I got to be macho. I got to be strong. I got to be tough. Sometimes softness make you even better, a better person. That's why Jesus said, he is also meek and lowly. Not only lowly,He was also meek. Jesus was the perfect person at that time. In this generation, even in this generation, he is still a perfect person. really, the Bible says, a tender tongue can break up the bone. 柔和的舌头可以折断骨头。Tender tongue can break up the bone.Why is that? Why is that? A tender tongue can break up the bone. Can break a bone. Why is that? Anybody? Mark, what do you think? How come a tender tongue can break a bone? Huh? The Bible says some kin are very powerful, very strong. His bone is very hard. But your tender tongue, you use a...So approach to persuade the king may change his mind. Maybe I share this with you. Jonah, you know the story of Jonah, right? Jonah wanted to go his own direction. The Lord want him to go to east, he go to west. Want him to go to mountain, go to the ocean, right? He liked to go to his way. And God used fish, right? To catch him back, right? Did he really submissive to the Lord? Actually, when he come back to preach for God, he was kind of unwilling. He was so angry, right? Because he was afraid that God may forgive Nineveh. That's why he sit from a distance to see if his pronunciation of that, you know, Nineveh will be destroyed in a few days, will be fulfilled. And then he discovered that God is not going to destroy them. You see, he was so angry, right? He was so angry. He was angry to God. God asked him, 你生气合理吗？ Do you feel reasonable for your angry? He says that 我生气以至于死都是合理的。 I angry to the point I die. It's reasonable. See, he was so angry in his heart. Then God make a story, right? God gave him an episode. Because it was very hot, right? Make a tree grow in one day, right? And then give him shade and make it die in one day. So he don't have a shade. Again, he was so angry, right? And God says that, why you are angry? You do not plant this tree, you know? Then even a tree, I plant the tree, why you are angry, right? Do you know how come later on, Jonah become submissive, become softened, not angry anymore. It is God said to him, God says that, you know, even one tree die, you show concern. But can you imagine that there are 120,000 babies in Nineveh, I think it's the one, huh? In Nineveh, who cannot tell the hands, right hands from left hands. And there are a lot of animals. You see, from this story, we can see one thing. God used his power to subdue Jonah. So you are eaten by fish. He did not yield in. God tried to reason with him. He do not want to listen. But when God says that there are so many babies in the town of Nineveh, and there are so many animals, if you cherish only one plant, how much we should even have more love toward those babies, right? Then Jonah did not say anything. So Jonah was subdued not because of God's power, not because of God's reasoning, but because of God's tenderness. Understand? Hello? Do you understand my point? So really, you want to work with other people, you cannot always show your powerful side. You got to be more tender. Now, how can you be more tender? Huh? How can you be more tender? Be more meekness. Enoch, what do you think? You want to be more tender, how can you be more tender? Be more meekness. 更温柔一点. How do you do? Think about this. What do you do? Huh? How many of you feel like you are very gentle? Nobody? How about sister? Oh, you. Paul, you are gentle. Yeah? Can you give me an example? How gentle are you to your dog? You kiss your dog. Yeah. Really? Kiss your dog. Oh, you are very tender. Everybody, please learn from Paul. No, really, the Bible says, tender, you can learn from people. Really, some good character, because some people are born more gentle. Some people are born more rough, more 比较会生气, more quick to anger. Some people are born that way, right? But some people are born more mellow. Any sister born mellow? Maybe you are too modest to say that you are mellow. But I think some sisters are also chapepe, right? You don't know what is chapepe. Some people are also very... You don't know what is chapepe. What is chapepe? What is chapepe? Okay. Huh? Okay. Means that very mean. Some people are also very mean. Very mean. What I say that some good character you can learn from other people, because some really, especially those who are older, you truly can learn from them. Let's turn to Hebrew. Chapter 13, verse 7. 13, verse 7. Enoch, can you read? Lao. Can you read loud? I'm reading Chinese. 13 verse 7. Hebrews 13, verse 7. Considering the outcome of their life, and then did he say, 你们, read, 你们要想念他们,效法他们的信心. What is that in English? Read again. 要想念他们. You shall think of them. What is that in English? Read again, slowly. Remember them, and then? Did he say learn? To learn from them? Huh? Later on, what did he say? Follow, right? Who has faith? To follow them, right? Now, anybody that teach you, they have good faith. You should learn from them and follow them. Not only good faith, though, sometimes including tenderness, right? I think many of your mothers could be very tender, right? What do you think? How about your mother? Your mother are very mean or tender? Usually father are more mean, right? Mother are more tender, right? Like when I fall down, my mother always say, "Why is she crying?" Right? My baby, right? And you don't understand mentoring, so forget about it. I mean, you don't need, I'm talking Taiwanese right now. I mean, the mother is always very tender, right? So like come and hug and kiss you, right? Is that right? That's when you are young. You are old. They don't come and do this anymore, right? So this is something you can learn. Tenderness, you can learn. From Jesus or from anyone that you observe. Tenderness or meekness. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness or tenderness is not weakness. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is strength within control. Like Jesus said that he was meek and humble, right? Lowly and meek, right? 柔和谦卑, right? Then when Jesus tried to cast out the cattle and the sheep from the temple, what did he do? He was able to control his power. That's why he was able to take time to make a whip. 鞭子, you know what I'm trying to say? When the Bible said Jesus was burning for the house of God. His heart was burning for the house of God. 心里焦急啊, for the temple of God. He was so anxious because many people do improper things in the temple, right? So if I was Jesus, right, I probably would jump in and started to use my fix easier, right? What are you guys doing, right? Then this is not true meekness. Meekness is that, maybe, I don't know if he sits down, but what do you think? How long it would take for Jesus to make the whip? Huh? How long? I don't know. 5 minutes? 10 minutes? No, he was so anxious, yet maybe he sit down. Huh? The Bible did not say he sit down. But it still takes time to make that whip. Read the Bible. He made that whip. It's amazing, right? Is it? Where is the Bible? What does the Bible say? He made that whip. Anybody remember that verse? Forget about it, because that is not my major purposes. We're not going to look for that verse right now. But you can look for it. So brethren, I mean, that's something we should learn. Learn from those type. Learn from your parents, right? How they show their tenderness for you. Or them from, really, sometimes we got to be very patient with our kids. We cannot be give up, especially when they are teenager. I bet your parents sometimes are very patient with you. If when you were, like I said, if my kids was under four, right? If he do something that is bad, really, I would take out the stick and start to whip them, right? I know it's in USA, but I still do that just that my children can learn. But now I cannot do that, especially when you guys in high school, you guys, if now I treat you like I I teach my, for example, my kids in high school, right? Like when they are 4 years old, when they are bad, I just take a stick and hit. What do you think your reaction would be? Probably you will take another stick. Probably you will take another stick, right? Or probably you don't care, right? Just do it. I don't care, right? Because this is not a way. That's why your parents change the way they discipline you also. I think I learned also. I cannot deal with the same style anymore. Be more, my soft side got to kick in this age. Because in this age, it's hard for me just to use my authority to discipline you. What do you think? Is it true? Is it true? If your father only uses his authority, do you take it? Even though superficially you might take it, but in your heart, you don't feel, give me reason why you want me to do this, right? Yeah. So my point is that especially for everybody to live together, associate with church member. You want to become one. Everybody really got to have that kind of character. I think I dragged too long. We need to go. We didn't go out. The same as forbear one another. Verse 2, right? Verse 2 says, with all lowness and gentleness, with long suffering, bear one another. Oh. Bear one another, meaning that sometimes you got to forgive one another. Because it's like when brother and sister are getting together, right? We are like our tongue. Sometimes are close with the teeth. And how many of you have ever been, your teeth ever been bitten by your tongue? Raise your hand. Your teeth bite your tongue. It does, right? Everybody do that way, right? I mean, even though they are very close, right? The same thing. Family member. Sometimes your sister will bite you, right? Now, when I say bite, it means that conflict make you hurt. Have your sister hurt you? Do you feel like sometimes you are hurt? Never? No? Never? Now, when your teeth bite your tongue, what do? You hit your teeth. What do you bite my tongue? Right? Or the tongue start to unstrike. When you want to chew, I'm not going to move. Can you imagine that if your tongue do not move and chew, what will happen? Make sure your tongue don't move or it start to eat lunch. Eat lunch, you only use your tooth. Never use your tongue. What will happen? I bet you cannot swallow. I'm telling you, right? No, you still need to work with one another. So therefore, we got to forbear one another. Let me ask you, if anybody offends you, what do you do? If anybody offends you, how do you forgive other people? You say forbear. How do you forbear? How do you forgive? I keep telling brother and sister, at least there are three reasons so you can forgive other people. At least, number one, they do not know what they are doing. The teeth bite the tongue because he did not bite it on purpose. Do you think the teeth will bite the tongue on purpose? Unless you want to commit suicide. Unless you want to commit suicide, right? You do that, right? Otherwise, usually the teeth do not know. He did not aware of it. Oh. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Really serious, brethren. Some people are born that way. They are born very, when they talk, they are very harsh. Because when they grow up, their parents are very harsh, you know? They never have that kind of heart to consider other people's needs. But they just have that kind of habit. So really, I'm telling you, there are so many people who are so good academically, but so bad in personal relationship. Do you notice that? Very high IQ, but very low EQ. Do you know what is EQ? You know what is EQ? You know what is IQ? Nobody say anything. What is EQ? Cheng Xing Shang. Emotional quality, yeah. IQ, what is IQ? Intelligence quality, yeah. Well, that is my personal observation, especially in my generation, right? Really, some people go to elite school. Those people only know how to study books. They are only smart in books. They are not smart in personal relationship. Usually this type of person can only work for other people. They cannot be a boss. Oh. Why do I say this? You know, I'm saying that you should learn how to deal with people, how to forgive one another. They do not know what they are doing because they're only good in books. They do not know how to talk to people. Number two, why we can forgive other people? Because I'm also a singer. Right? Maybe the other people do not know you sing, but God knows you are a singer. Remember there was a story that David was running away for his life. Now, there's another guy called Shimei. What did Shimei do? Anybody? Timothy. What did Shimei do to David when he was running away for his life? You don't know the story? Okay, let's read the story. 2 Samuel. Chapter 16. Timothy, can you read? Verse 5 and 6. Read out loud. Thank you. 16, 5 and 6. Shimei, okay? 6. Okay, so this guy was cursing and threw stone, and what happened to David's high officer? Number 9, verse 9. Why can this death dog curse my Lord? Let me go over and cut his dog head. Right? Then what did David say? Verse 11. Benjamin. This is really amazing, right? David says, it is God sent him to curse me. Because I was a sinner. Even though Shimei do not know, but I know, even my son tried to kill me because he took other people's wife. And, right? Do you remember that story? He take Bathsheba, right? And kill her husband and take his wife, right? And God says that he will repay four times, right? Right? Hello? So if one person die, you kill one person, there are four persons in your family will die, right? Right? And then we remember that. And even the prophet told him that the war will raise up from your own family. So when he was running away, this guy, Shimei, tried to stone him, tried to use dust to spray on him. Even his soldiers say, this guy is a dead dog. Let me go and kill him. But they will say, leave him alone. God asked him to bully me. Why we can forgive other people? Because we were sinners. People do not know we were sinners. But God knew that we are sinners. So sometimes God sent a stranger come to bully you to see if you can forgive that stranger. If you can forgive that stranger, God will forgive your iniquity in secret. Oh, so we are able to forgive one another because we are also sinners. Make sense? Okay, the third reason we are able to forbear and forgive, it is because God wants us to be perfect like Him. Oh. He gives son to the good person and give son to the evil person. Maybe people are evil to you, but God wants you to practice how to be like Him. You are Christian. What do you mean by Christian? Christian, this word is from Christ. You should be Christ-like Christian. therefore we should be as perfect. That's why we are be able to be, we should be able to forgive, forbear. Now, not only that, chapter 4, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, right? Now, again, for us to live as one, everybody got to bond with peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus give us tranquility, peaceful heart. So even everybody, some people may make you angry, but you still can maintain that tranquility, that peacefulness. Then it's easier. We are able to work with one another. How do we bind each other with peace? How can we be bonded with peace? I think number one you should pay attention is that the way you talk is very important. No? Especially when, for example, this is church, right? We have General Assembly, right? You know what? How many of you join a General Assembly in the church? General meeting. How many of you ever joined General meeting in the church? Usually, do you have General meetings in the church? EGM, yeah. General meeting. How is your general meeting over there? You don't know. Have you discovered that people speak with a rough word sometimes in general meeting? Huh? And make the whole situation feel, oh, how can you speak like that? Sometimes you feel that? Do you feel that? No? You don't know what is general meeting? Maybe you are under 18, yeah? Under 18 have no voting right. So usually, maybe you don't join. Usually, a local church will have general meeting once a year. Everybody can propose something. You don't know that? You're not allowed to say anything? But, oh, you're not allowed to go in. Maybe people think you're not mature enough. If people have debate, and if people's attitude is not as good, you know, really very easy to divide the church. That's my point. I mean, why church is divided? Sometimes because of the speaking attitude. American people, there are some good points we can learn from American people, Caucasian or American people in general. When they choose to disagree with you, right, they are still very polite. Usually they will agree with you first, then they will bring out the point that they disagree, meaning that they will give you candy first, then step on your face. But at least you feel better, you got a candy, right? Now, but Chinese people is different. Chinese people is, right? Always only give the different opinion. But I think the good part is that at least you try to, the Bible say, 你的言语要用,好像用盐调和过, your word shall be seasoning with salt. Really, I mean, when you join the general meeting, you have some proposal, right? People may not agree. Not everybody will agree with the proposal. It's okay because it's only a proposal. Everybody, if it is God's will, for sure the proposal will pass. You don't need to fight for an earthly proposal. All you need to do is gently bring out that proposal. Yeah? And you don't need to insist. My proposal need to go through. If people go against our proposal, you don't need to. You are so stupid. You don't have far sight. You are so nearsighted. How come you don't have a vision? Right? This is because you are not God. You don't know what is the future of the church. That's why in the church, we got bound with peace. Means what? When you talk, be very careful. Because the Bible say, 不要磨舌如刀 啊, Don't sharpen your tongue like knife. Some people really sharpen their tongue like knife. Then when they speak, people's heart is really got bleeding. That's why. Now, bang with peace. One important thing is that everybody got to pray hard by the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible says, keep unity by the power of the Spirit. If everybody pray hard, like really, usually the first day, the second day, the third day over here, right? Sometimes you don't like this brother. Sometimes you don't like do not like that sister, right? But after 1 week, after maybe 3 days of prayer, you start to say, hey, this brother is also cute. Or this brother is also nice, you know? Because sometimes you just do not like the other person, right? But after you pray for a long time, you have more sympathy. You have more forbearing. That's why is time up? 11:15, yeah? So 11:15, we shall finish. Okay, now we will continue next section. And let's pray in silence. Amen.